Brahma, and who thus worships me, shall very soon be blessed with the fulfillment of all his desires, for I am the Lord of all benediction. Purport. The prayers offered by Brahma cannot be chanted by anyone who desires to fulfill his own sense gratification. Such prayers can be selected only by a person who wants to satisfy the Lord in his service. The Lord certainly fulfills all desires in regard to transcendental loving service, but he cannot fulfill the whims of non-devotees, even when such casual devotees offer him the best of prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Here in this verse, there is a mention about the prayers, and Lord is saying that He is the Lord of all benediction, Vareshwara. And following in the footsteps of Brahmaji, if someone offers these prayers, right, very soon he will be blessed with the fulfillment of all desires. Right, because Lord is Vareshwara. So, and Prabhupada gives a note, one cannot repeat Brahmaji's prayers out of whimsical sense gratificatory desires, but he has to have the only desire to offer loving service to the Supreme Lord. Then repeating Brahmaji's prayers will be effective. So the consciousness of repeating the prayers of Brahmaji or any other prayer in general is set by Prabhupada. Right. So Lord certainly fulfills all desires in regard to transcendental loving service, but he cannot fulfill the whims of non-devotees, even when such casual devotees offer him the best of prayers. So coincidentally this verse came. Today I thought of discussing the prayers of Satyavratamani, Namadhar Ashtakam. So Prabhupada gives us the consciousness of how to repeat the prayers of Acharyas in this verse. So, Madhava Gopal Prabhu has already discussed the first verse last week. So, I'll give the first verse only in the Sutra Rupa, synopsis. Then we'll begin with the second verse. So, in the first verse, Satyavratamani is saying in the Damodara Ashtakam, Namamishwaram Satchit Anandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashodabhiyolukhaladhavamanam Paramrishtavatyanta todhritya gopya. So, in this verse, Satyavratamani is saying, Namami means he is offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord Damodar. Why? Because in this whole Ashtakam, the coming 8 verses, Satyavrata Muni is going to describe various attributes of the Supreme Lord. Right from the next word, Namami, after that Ishwaram. Beginning from the word Ishwaram till the end of Damodar Ashtakam, he will describe Lord's Rupa Visesha, Guna Visesha, Tattva Visesha, Prema Visesha, Parivara Visesha, Saundarya Visesha, like that various attributes of Absolute Truth he would describe. So before describing all that, he is offering obeisances by saying the word Namami. Right? So the second word Ishwaram and the first line, the rest of the first line, Satchidananda Rupam, these two indicate the Tattva Visesha of the Lord. Tattva. Although the Supreme Lord Damodar is here playing the role of a naughty boy and being chastised by his mother Yashoda, still he would remain as the Supreme Controller, Ishwara. And Satchidananda Rupam. You can't equate this personality, this small child, with any naughty child of this material world. He is Satchidananda Rupam. So that is the Tattva of the Lord. Then, the next line, Rasat Kundalam, indicates the Rupa Visesha of the Lord. Rupa Visesha is the supreme beauty of the Supreme Lord. Right? Although there are various attributes of Supreme Lord's beauty, Damodar's beauty, Rasat Kundalam, the Kundalam, the earrings of the Lord are specially mentioned because they have the opportunity to constantly kiss the cheeks of Damodar. Right? So they are glorified specially, Rasat Kundalam. Then the next word, Gokule Bhrajamanam, that indicates the Parivara Visesha of the Lord. Parivara Visesha means Lord's associates. So, this kind of pastimes of Damodar, Supreme Lord, like such sweet pastimes of Vatsalya Rasa, they are not exhibited anywhere in the entire cosmic manifestation except in Gokul. Right? Lord doesn't do this kind of Damodar Lila pastime anywhere else. So, it's only Gokul. So, his Parivara, his dearmost associates, the Vrajavasis, are there in Gokul. That is the Parivara Visesha of the Lord. Gokule Bhrajamanam. Then the last two lines, Yashoda Bhiyolu Kaladhavamanam. So that last two lines indicate the Leela Visesha of the Lord. Means the super excellence of Lord's pastimes. Yashoda Bhiya, because of the fear of Mother Yashoda. Ulu Kaladhavamanam. He just got down from Ukhal, the grinding mortar. Dhavamanam, he started running away. Then Paramrishtam, with great speed, greater speed than Damodar, Adyanta to Dhritya Gopya. She caught Damodar from behind. Yashodamai caught Damodar from behind by running faster than Damodar. So, this is the Leela, Leela Visesha. And Paramrishtam means catching the Lord from behind, that also indicates the Saundarya Visesha of not only Damodar, Saundarya Visesha of Yashodamai. Super excellence of Yashodamai's beauty. Her beauty is also described elaborately in the Damodar Leela, beginning only. So this is the first verse in short. So now we will discuss from the second verse. Rudantam muhurnetra yugmam rujantam karambhoja yugmena satanka netram muhushvasvakam patri rekhanka kantha Sthita Graivada Modaram Bhakti Baddham. So, the Leela Visesha that is explained in the last two verses of the first verse is elaborately described in this second verse. This whole second verse is about the Leela Visesha, the super excellence of Lord's Leela, pastime. So, this second verse describes the Damodar Leela in greater detail than any other verse in the Damodar Ashtakam. Here Rudantam, the Supreme Lord, is crying tears. Earlier he was described as Namamishwaram Satchit Ananda Rupam. He is the personified bliss, right? He is the blissful Lord. But the blissful Lord is Rudantam, is crying here, right? Is it a contradiction? No. This crying is transcendental. And it is the Leela Vishesha of the Lord. Right? So Rudantam, he is crying. Then Muhur Netra Yugmam Rudantam. Muhur means constantly. He is crying constantly. And what is he doing while crying? Netra Yugmam Rudantam. Netra Yugmam means two eyes. Mrijantam means he is rubbing the two eyes again and again. Right? So this is the natural characteristics of Balya Leela. Right? Crying and shedding tears. So it's a common habit of small children. So the Supreme Lord is imitating the activities of small children. Right? Kids. Then what is he doing? After that, by crying, crying tears from his two ears, then Karambhoja Yugmena, with his two hands, he is rubbing them. His eyes are shedding tears and with his two hands he is rubbing them. Then, Sa Atanka Netram, his eyes are filled with fear. He is crying in the first place and his eyes are also filled with fear. Why? Because he, while crying, while running away, while crying, so he saw a stick in the hands of Mother Yashoda. So, Mother Yashoda may strike me. So because of that fear, his eyes are filled with fear because of the seeing that stick, right? And he's looking here and there just to avoid punishment from Mother Yashoda, right? Then Muhushvasva means, Muhu means again and again he's crying, and Svasa Kampa, he's breathing very heavily. There is trembling in his whole personality. He's breathing so heavily. So, why? Because this Supreme Lord, who can strike fear in the heart of fear personified, is fearful of a stick in a cowherd lady's hand. Right? That is the Leela Vishesha of the Lord. Right? Kampa, he is trembling. This trembling is exhibited only to prove that the Lord can come under the control of the Supreme Lord's devotees. Right? I may be causing terror in the heart of fear personified, but I am fearful of my devotee. Why? Because she is affectionate to me. Like that. So he is trembling and breathing heavily, and then tears are just flowing from his eyes. And although he is Sachidananda Rupam, and Hasam Hare Ravanata Akhila Lokativra Sokashru Sagara Visoshana Matyudaram, just by his smile, he can dry up the entire ocean of tears. Right, that is caused by the lamentation of conditioned soul. But here he is creating an ocean of tears because of the fear of Mother Yashoda. Right? So, Supreme Lord can relinquish all his opulences in his relation, in his pastime with his devotees. Right? So, he was not concerned about his image. Right? I am Sachidananda Rupam. I can dry up the ocean of tears of lamentation of all conditioned souls. And if I shed tears, what will people think? My fan following will be cut. No, he is not thinking that way. Then, one more thing, just by breathing, one of the expansions of his expansion, Mahavishnu, just by his breathing, he can create unlimited universes. Innumerable universes will come just by breathing in. All the innumerable universes will be destroyed also. But that same, the source of that same Supreme Lord, he is here breathing heavily out of fear of Mother Yashoda. Right? So, then the next line, Trirekhanka Kanta. Trirekhanka Kanta means his Kanta, his neck has three lines. Right? That is also part of his beauty. And Stithagraivam, there is a pearl necklace around his neck. Then the last word, which is very important, Stithagraivam Damodaram Bhakti Baddham. The word Damodara, the word Damodara means one whose udara, his belly, is bound by rope. But this Damodara is not Damodar, he is Bhakti Baddham. He is bound not by rope, he is bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. That rope is the love of Mother Yashoda. That is the quality. This is the key word in the whole Ashtakam, and especially this verse. Right? The Leela Vishesha that he is exhibiting, the pastime, this whole pastime is exhibited just to prove this quality of the Supreme Lord, which is Bhakti Baddham. I am bound by the love of my devotees, the bhakti of my devotees. I will come under the control of his devotees. Right? Bhakti Baddham. I will be bound. I will come under their control. That is the glory of love. towards the Lord. God can only be bound by devotee's love and nothing else. Rope cannot bind him. That rope is the representation of Mother Yashoda's love. Then, here Sanatana Goswami, so he proves by quoting Srimad Bhagavatam that the Supreme Lord Krishna, Damodar, is controlled by the love of his devotees. In the Damodar Leela chapter, 10th canto, 9th chapter, this verse comes. Swamatu Svinnagatraya Visrasta Kabarasraja Drishtva Parishramam Krishna Kripaya Asit Swabandhane. Swabandhane, he allowed himself to be bound. Why? Drishtva Parishramam. Parishram. Yashodama is doing so much hard work. Right? So seeing the hard work as a reciprocation for her hard work, which is imbued with love for Krishna, Krupaya, Damodar showed Krupa. So Parishrama Krupa. Asit Swabandhane. So he allowed himself to be bound by Mother Yashoda. So Krishna performed this Damodar Leela and all other pastimes, and the constant theme of all the pastimes in Vrindavan is love between Vrajavasis and Krishna. Right? So that's why Krishna is often addressed as Bhagavan Gopikasuta. Right, in relation to his devotees. And this word Bhakti Baddham is not only indicating the love that Mother Yashoda has for Krishna, Damodar, right? Bhakti Baddham, he is bound by the love of Mother Yashoda, the rope of Mother Yashoda. It also indicates that Damodar is bound by the love of Narad Muni. That is indicated in the 7th verse, Kuveratma Jobaddha. So, Lord is controlled by the love of his devotees. This is the heading. One example is Yashodamai. Her love is binding him. Second example is Naradamuni. Because Naradamuni predicted that Nalakuvar and Manigriva will be delivered by Damodar, so Damodar, just although he is having a sweet pastime with his mother, still he went out of his way, travelled all the way till the Nalakuvar and Manigriva in the form of twin originalities and collapsed them. Only because Narada Muni predicted. Otherwise he had nothing to do with Nalakuvar and Manigriva. Right? This Bhakti Baddham is the most important word that indicates that Damodar is controlled by Narada Muni's Bhakti and Yashodamai's Bhakti. Here Prabhupada, in one of the purports of 10th canto, while glorifying Yashodamai, he says devotee is greater than God. Here Bhakti Baddham, who is being bound by the love of a devotee, the Supreme Lord, means Lord is controlled by someone, that is devotee. Someone who is controlling is in a superior position compared to someone who is controlled. Right? So controlled, here is Krishna, controlling power is there with Yashodamai. Right? Bhakti Baddham indicates that devotee is greater than God. Impersonalists will think that I can become one with God, I can become as great as God. Right? Krishna, Prabhupada says, yeah, even if for argument's sake, if you accept their argument that they can become as great as God, but they can never become greater than God. Only devotee can become greater than God. So only by bhakti, by following the process of bhakti, one can become the greatest, greater than even God. By other paths, assuming that their arguments are true and you can go to the level of becoming equal to the God only, not greater than God. Yashodamai has that. Bhakti Baddham. Then Krishna has this great, beautiful quality of giving more importance to his devotees than his own self. That's the word, that's why the word Bhakti Baddham is there. Right? So Prabhupada quotes in this, explains in this verse, Snigdha Pravrat Ghanashyamam Sarva Saundarya Sangraham Charvayita Chaturbahu Sujataru Chirananam. In the Rudra Gita, Snigdha Pravrat Ghanashyamam Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. There is so much beauty in the material world, there is so much beauty in the spiritual world, but the sum total of all the beauty in the entire material creation and spiritual world is there in Krishna. Krishna is the collection of all beauty. But why is he beautiful? Not only because his physical attributes are beautiful, his heart is beautiful. And what is that specific attribute of the beauty of his heart, that is giving credit to his devotees. He orchestrated the entire Kurukshetra war and made Arjuna the hero. He remained in the background. He just remained a chariot driver. Right? He predicted that this Sankirtan movement will spread all over the world. And the credit is given to Prabhupada and all his followers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just predicted and did some Kirtan in India and then he left. Right? The whole credit he gave to his followers of spreading the whole Sankirtan movement in the entire world. Right? So Krishna takes pleasure in glorifying his devotees. That is the word bhakti baddham. Right? So Narada Muni predicted, so I have to follow his will. Yashodama is binding me, so I have to be bound. So whatever my devotee says, I will do. That is bhakti baddham. The dhamma here is the love, not only the rope. Here Prabhupada comments on these two things. When Yashodama is trying to bind Krishna, the rope was two fingers too short. However much she was endeavoring to increase the length of the rope, rope was always falling two fingers too short. So those two fingers are, one, the endeavor of a devotee, the sincere endeavor of a devotee, parishrama, and the unflinching determination of the devotee to attain Krishna and please him. Determination of the devotee in his endeavor, that is parishrama. Then the second finger is the krupa. Krupaya asit svabandhane. Krupa, the mercy of the Supreme Lord, that he has to agree to be bound by the devotee's love. His agreement, our endeavor and his agreement, this combination. So Prabhupada says, so Krishna responds to bhakti in two ways. One, the bhakta's willingness. Second, his willingness also. Bhakta's love to please him and his willingness also to reciprocate with the bhakta. Two ways. From Yashoda's point of view, he is conquered and bound by her loving parental devotion, Vatsalya. And from Krishna's point of view, he is willingly allowing her to bind. So his acceptance, his approval. Yes, I will be bound by you. That is from his side. That's why when Sukadeva Goswami is explaining this Damodar Leela, the 10th canto, 9th chapter, he says, Evam Sandarshita Yanga Harina Bhritya Vashyata Svavashyanapi Krishna Yasyedam Seshwaram Vashe. Krishna is enacting this Damodar Leela only to prove this point, that Bhakti Vashyata Harina Bhritya Vashyata. Hari is Bhritya Vashyata, means he is controlled by his devotees. Bhakta Vatsalya is one thing. Lord is affectionate towards his devotees. Bhakta Vashyata means Lord is controlled by his devotees. It's like one step ahead. Right, more intense bhakta will have this position of being bhritya vashyata. Vashyata means I am controlled, right? I am just acting according to his will. So that is the highest devotee's position. Yashodama is like that. And as Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasabha Bhritya. Arasabha Bhritya. Everyone is bhritya of the Krishna. There is only one controller, Krishna, Ekaleshwara Krishna, Arasava Vritya. Everyone else is controller. Everyone else is Vritya, servant. And Krishna is described here as Vritya Vashyata in Damodar Leela. So, everyone is Vritya and Lord is Vritya Vashyata. Right? Lord is controlled by Vritya. Right? So, it's not that everyone will be controlled by, Krishna is controlled by everyone. All the everyone is Vritya. So here he is controlled only by Yashodamai's love. He will be controlled by the best of all Bhrityas, that is Yashodamai. Right? Nemam virincho nabhavo nashri rapyanga samshraya prasade lebhire gopi yattat prapta vimuktidat. Na imam virintyo, virincho means Brahmaji doesn't have this privilege of controlling the Supreme Lord. Na bhavo, Shiva also cannot control the Supreme Lord. Na shrir, even Lakshmi also cannot control the Supreme Lord. In comparison to the controlling potency that Yashodamai has on Krishna. Her controllership over Krishna is much more than Shiva and Brahmaji and Lakshmi also. Right? So, prasade lebhire gopi tayattat prapya vimuktidat. So, Yashodamai's position is greater to Brahmaji, Lakshmi and Shiva also. So she is the best of all Vrityas. Vritya Vashyata. Right? And vimuktidat, vimukti means special mukti. When after liberation, one is situated on the platform of prema bhakti, one is said to have achieved this mukti. Here vimuktidat doesn't mean she is attaining liberation. After liberation, one is situated in the topmost level of bhakti, prema bhakti. That vimuktidat indicates that she is at the level of prema bhakti. Right? Her position is much superior to superior compared to all other personalities. So that is the Leela Vishesha of Damodar, Bhakti Baddham. That is the second verse. Third verse, Guna Vishesha. It describes amazingly the Guna Vishesha. Iti Driksva Leela Bhirananda Kunde Svaghosham Nimajantam Akhyapayantam Tadiyeshitagneshu Bhaktair Jitatvam Punah Prematastam Shatavriti Vande. So here, Lord's Guna Vishesha is glorified. Iti means Leelas like this, like the Amodar Leela. Iti Driksva Leela Bhir, by performing all these kinds of Leelas like the Amodar Leela, Ananda Kunde, he is Ananda Kunde Swaghosham Nimajjantam. Swaghosham means his own associates, like Vrajavasis here. Yashodamayi, other gopis, etc. So Swaghosham Nimajjantam, he is immersing them in Ananda Kunde. Ananda Kunde is pool of bliss, ocean of bliss. He is immersing all his dear associates in Vrindavan in pools of bliss by performing activities, leelas like Damodar Leela. Iti Driksva Leelabhir Ananda Kunde Swaghosham Nimajjantam. And what else is he doing? Akhyapayantam. Akhyapayantam means everyone, see this. Understand this. Understand what am I doing here. What am I doing here? And he is declaring to whom? Akhyapayantam means declaring. To whom? Tadiyeshi tagneshu. Tadiya. Tadiya means Lord's paraphernalia, Lord's opulences. Tadiyeshi tagneshu means there are some devotees who are attached to Lord's opulences. Vaikuntha opulences, right? Lord has this and that. And here he is just a cowherd boy wearing a small dhoti and peacock feather and some flute only. He is not exhibiting opulences so much, right? Like Narayan exhibits in Vaikuntha. So there are some devotees who are attached to the opulence, the majesty of Vaikuntha. Tadiyeshitagneshu, to such devotees, Krishna, Damodar, is declaring. What is he declaring? Tadiyeshi tagneshu bhaktair jitatvam. I am conquered by my devotees. Earlier he said bhakti baddham. Here, bhaktair jitatvam. I am conquered by devotees. See, if devotees are like this Vrajavasis, I am conquered by their love. So he is declaring this fact to all those devotees who are attached to of the opulence and majesty of Vaikuntha by performing all these leelas like Damodar Leela. Punah Prematastam Shatavriti Vande. Punah Prematastam means with an excellence of devotion, love and devotion. Punah repeatedly Prematastam Shatavriti Vande. Satyavratmani is saying, I will offer obeisances hundreds of times with love to that kind of leelas, through which Damodar is declaring to all the devotees who are attached to majesty and opulence, right, that he is Bhaktair Jitattam. He is conquered by the love of his devotees. That is the declaration. Evam sandarshita henga harina vrityavashyata. That is the main theme of the whole Damodar Leela. Vrityavashyata, bhakti baddham, bhaktair jitatvam. So these are the themes of Damodar Leela. Right. Then svalilabhir here they are indicating the pastimes of Lord in Gokul only. Nowhere else. Not that his dear associates, all the dear associates. Lord has dear associates everywhere. But specifically in Gokul, the pastimes that Lord is performing, they are the best example of Bhaktair Jitattva. So I am declaring this. Many examples are there. All the elderly gopis would call Krishna, small Krishna, and then say, we'll give you a sweet, you dance. And then he starts dancing. And they clap. So the supreme absolute truth, the controller of every planet, he is just dancing for a small sweet to the claps of some small cowherd ladies, simple cowherd ladies, right? And then he sings sometimes like an innocent, bewildered boy, right? He sings just for some sweet or some sugar candy that all the gopis may give him. Sometimes it's explained, he came under the control of the cowherd woman exactly like a wooden puppet on strings. Wooden puppet on strings, which has absolutely no free will. It's totally dancing according to the will of the puppeteer. Krishna becomes like that wooden puppet in the hands of all the elderly gopis. And sometimes they would say, you bring that shoes or you bring that table. So he will lift the table. And then he will exhibit, I have the energy to lift the table. He has the energy to lift the table. He has the energy to lift entire the creation. And he puts himself in a body and in a attire in which it is apparent that he cannot lift the table. Right? Seeing small Damodar, anyone will say that he cannot lift the table. So the Supreme Lord, who can lift the entire creation, he will present himself in a position where he cannot lift the table, and then he will say, I can lift the table. And then he will make an advertisement, right? So by this kind of all sweet pastimes, iti driksva leelavir ananda kunde nimajjantam swaghosham. By all his dear associates, prajavasis, he is immersing all of them in pools of ecstasy by performing all these kind of pastimes, right? Then, by doing so, he is declaring his own glory and the glory of prajavasis also. Swaghosham, sva indicates svanam. Sva means his own, sva, my own glory. So, means Damodar's own glory he is indicating. And sva also indicates svanam, means my dear devotees. The word sva has two meanings, one, Lord himself, two, his devotees. Sva ghosham, ghosham means he is loudly proclaiming his glories. He is loudly proclaiming sva, his own glories, and the glories of his devotees by performing this kind of pastimes. Iti idriksva leelavir ananda kunde. Right? Then it is also declaration of jnanis also. Declaration to the jnanis also. You are doing so many austerities, studying so much, doing so much meditation. You cannot conquer me. Bhaktair jitatvam. I am conquered by my vrajavasis. Right? So not by your attempts to conquer me. So he says that. Akhyapayantam. Then a warning to those who cultivate knowledge of his majesty and opulence is given. It's a warning. You are cultivating knowledge of my majesty and opulence, so I am warning you. You will not understand me. I am bhaktar jitattam. You do bhakti and then please me and then you come to me. But just by cultivating knowledge you cannot come to me. He only reveals himself to the pure devotees. Bhaktar jitattam. Being conquered by their love. Again this is proclaimed. Akhyapayantam. Then Satyavrat Muni is offering obeisances to Lord Damodar. Here, what is the last line? Punah prema tastam shatavriti vande. So Satyavrat Muni is offering obeisances not only to Damodar, to Bhakti also. I offer my obeisances hundreds of times. Punah prema tastam shatavriti vande to Damodar and the process of Bhakti through which the Damodar is conquered also. So that's how Satyavrat Muni is offering obeisances. Here, this word bhakti baddham, bhaktair jitatvam. So I am conquered by them means to what extent am I conquered by them? I am conquered by them, okay, I will do whatever you say. Okay, if this is what you are saying, I will do. Means there is a condition apply there. So but Krishna is conquered by his devotees to the maximum possible extent. Here, what all he relinquished, what all opulences that Krishna, Damodar has relinquished to please his devotees and to prove his quality of bhakti baddham and bhaktair jitattvam. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj says in his book, that Damodar Leela book, he says there are 18 defects of a soul, of a conditioned soul. So, when it is said that Supreme Lord has no form, it's easy for people to believe. Why? Because it is something extraordinary. Everyone we see has a form. Right? If God is also having a form, what a big deal. If God is having no form, then He must be God. That is something extraordinary. Or next level. If God is having only two hands like us, then what a big deal. If God is having four hands like Narayana, we can accept Him as God. So many people believe Narayana as God and not Krishna or Ram. When Lord comes in the form of a human being, it's difficult for many people to accept Him as Supreme Lord. Why? Because when Lord comes as a human being, sometimes He exhibits the defects, the 18 defects of a human being. Some of these 18 defects. So seeing those defects, people may catch Him. Lord is lamenting. Lord Ram is lamenting for Mother Sita like any other ordinary woman, any ordinary man. So how can we accept Him as God? Or Krishna is stealing butter from this house and that house. Any naughty kid will do that. Right? How can we accept Him as God? But Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj explains, these apparent defects that Krishna or Ram or the Supreme Lord is exhibiting in His human form are His special attributes, right, that prove that He is Supreme Lord. Just to exhibit the qualities of Bhakti Baddham, Bhaktair Jitatvam, Damodar is exhibiting these qualities. This especially prove the Supreme Absolute Truth's love towards His devotees. They are like very special ornaments of His character. They are not actually defects. Right? So what all Damodar is relinquishing here? He is Atmaram. Krishna is Atmaram. He doesn't need anything for His satisfaction beyond Himself. But He becomes Tanyakam. He is desirous of the milk from the body of Mother Yashoda in this Leela. He relinquished His opulence of Atmaram. That upadhi I don't want to carry anymore. I am Stanyakam. I want milk of my mother. Second, He is Purna Manoratha. No desire of Krishna is left unfulfilled. Whatever He desires, He can achieve. But He becomes Atrupta. So when Mother Yashoda was feeding Him and left Him on the floor, right, when the milk was spilling over, then Krishna remained Atrupta. I want more milk. And my mother neglected me. She is not feeding me anymore. He remained Atrupta. Although He is Purna Manoratha, He remained Atrupta. So He relinquished that opulence of being Purna Manoratha. Then, next, Krodha. He is a Vishuddha Sattva Vigraha. In the material world, there is goodness, passion and ignorance. There is no pure goodness. Everywhere in the material world, goodness is tinged by passion and ignorance. Right? But Supreme Lord Krishna, he is Vishuddha Sattva Vigraha. His Sattva has no tinges of passion and ignorance. Right? So He is Vishuddha Sattva Vigraha, but He is exhibiting anger here, Krodha here. So even in material modes, three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance, even in material mode of goodness, there is no anger. Anger is a quality of material mode of passion only. Even in material mode of goodness, there is no anger. But He is a transcendental mode of goodness. He is in transcendental mode of goodness, Vishuddha Sattva Vigraha, which has no tinges of passion and ignorance. And He is exhibiting anger, which is a material passion quality. He relinquished that opulence also. I will exhibit anger. So when Yashodamai left Him like that, He remained Atrupta and He took a piece of stone and then broke all the parts in anger. Right? That was His mother left Him. Like that. So He exhibited desire, kama, stanya kama, then atrupta, He remained greedy for more milk. Then He exhibited krodha also. This verse comes, trividham narakasyedam dvaram nashanam atmanah, kama krodha stadaloba tasmat etatrayam tyajet. So, trividham narakasyedam, these three things are pathways to hell, kama, krodha, lobha. These three are pathways to hell, and Krishna exhibited all these three in His relationship with His mother Yashoda to prove His qualities as Bhaktair Jidattvam and Bhaktair Jidattvam and Bhakti Baddham, like that. So He is fearful to fear personified. He is fearful to Yamaraj also. He is fearful to Kala, but He is fearful of Mother Yashoda here. And Lord, whom He cannot be caught by yogi's meditation, right? By thousands and thousands of years of meditation also, yogis cannot capture Him in his heart. Yashodam is just catching him and binding him. He relinquished that opulence also. Then he is eternally blissful. Such is Ananda Rupam, as we discussed. But second verse is, he is Rudantam. Although he is Ananda Rupam, he is personified bliss eternally, still he is crying. And he relinquished that opulence also. And he is the Supreme Lord who cannot be bound by anyone and who can release everyone from bondage of material existence. But that person is bound by Mother Yashoda. So he relinquished all his opulences, many of his opulences, just to prove his qualities of Bhakta Vashyata, Bhakta Yarjitattvam, Bhakti Baddham. Like that. The next verse. Varam deva moksham na moksha vadhim va na chanyam vrineham vareshadapiha idam deva purnatha gopala balam sadame vanasya virastam kimanye. So after glorifying the guna visesha, lila visesha, rupa visesha, saundari visesha, tattva visesha, parivara visesha of the Supreme Lord Damodar, here Satyavrata Muni is asking some benediction. He is saying, Varam, Varam Deva Mokshamna. Varam, O Deva, give me a Varam, benediction. What? Mokshamna, I don't want liberation. Don't give me liberation. Mokshavadhimva. Mokshavadhim, as Sanatana Goswami explains, it is the eternal life in Vaikuntha. I don't want that. So he rejects three kinds of benedictions. One, moksham, liberation I don't want. Second, mokshavadhim, eternal life in Vaikuntha. Then, nachanyam, anything else also. Anything else which can come within the realm of being called as a benediction, that also I don't want. Sanatana Goswami explains this. Nacha anyam, other benedictions include those benedictions that are obtained by following the nine processes of bhakti. That are Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. By following these processes of bhakti, nine processes of bhakti, you can attain some benedictions. That also he doesn't want. So he progressively rejected all the three kinds of benedictions. Liberation is on a lower level compared to eternal life in Vaikuntha. And benedictions attained by following the nine processes of bhakti are superior to superior compared to eternal life in Vaikuntha. So he rejected all these three. Varam deva moksham na mokshavadhimva na cha anyam vrineham cha vrineham varesha dapiha. You are varesha. You can bestow benedictions. Para ishad, from you who can bestow any boon. Although you may be Varadeshwara or Varesha, still I don't want any benediction which belong to these three categories. Then what is your benediction? Idam teva purnatha gopala balam. O Natha, this form of gopala bala, idam teva purnatha gopala balam, sada memanasya virastam kimanye. Sada, always. Avirastam, may it manifest in my heart, always. Right? Kimanyai, what do I need? Why do I need any other benedictions? Oh, Natha, there are four kinds of Nathas. Badrinath in the north, then Jagannath in the east, then Dwaraganath in the west, then Ranganath in the south. But if I get this Gopalnath, who is in the middle, right? It's equivalent to having all other Nathas in the all four directions, right? I want this Natha only, Gopalnath. I don't want other four Nathas. He is not foolish in asking this kind of benediction. Because Brahmaji proves, Naumedyate Prabhupushay Taditambaraya Gunjavadamsa Paripichala Sanmukhaya. The form of cowherd boy Gopala in Vrindavan is the source of all other manifestations. He is the original form, right? From whom all other manifestations are coming. In Brahma Vimohan Leela, Krishna exhibits this form. Krishna first exhibits all opulences and all four-handed Vishnus, the whole creation, everything he manifests, all other forms, all his opulences, opulences personified also. Then at the end he merges, he withdraws all the opulences and he presents his original form as Vrindavan Krishna, Gopal Krishna. Then Brahmaji acknowledges, now you have shown me your original form. So this original form, Gopala, sadame manasya virastam If it is always manifest in my heart, ki manyai, why do I need any other benedictions? I don't need. So he's very intelligently asking this benediction. Right? So this attitude of Satyavrata Muni is coming because of his constant absorption on Krishna's name, form, qualities. Sanatana Goswami explains. And if Krishna is always manifest in someone's heart, if Krishna is attained, everything else is automatically attained and perfectly attained. To attain anything perfectly, we need to have approached Krishna. And other things are automatically attained also. Like that. Then fifth verse. Fifth verse is also extension to the fourth verse. Meaning of both are more or less the same. Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilair vritam kuntalai snigdha raktaischa gopya mohuschumbitam bimba rakta dharam me manasya virastam kamlam lakshya labhai. Idam, here he is, the whole form he wanted to be manifested in his heart, Damodar's form. Here he is focusing on the most beautiful aspect of his form, which is the face. Idam te mukhambojam, lotus-like face, atyanta neelair, it appears blue. Vritam kuntalai means all his curling hair, in the midst of curly hairs. Snigdha, very soft form, glossy as it is translated. Snigdha, raktaischa gopya, with reddish lips like bimba fruit. Mohuschumbitam, Yashodama is constantly kissing this face of the Lord, and that face of the Lord is having bimba rakta dharamme, reddish lips, right? Bluish face with blackish curly locks with reddish lips, right? Then manasya virastam, let it, same words which he used in the fourth verse, manasya virastam, may it always be manifest in my heart. Alam lakshalabhai, lakhs and lakhs of other benedictions are of no use for me. Kimanyai, he said in the previous verse, here alam lakshalabhai, he is saying. So, in an 8 verse ashtakam, Satyavrata Muni is repeating his desire to hold the form of Damodar in his heart two times. So, Sanatana Goswami says, it shows his longing for this desire. Longing for the association of the Lord in the heart is the best means to attain him. Because he is longing so much, so any poet doesn't want any redundancy in his poetry. He doesn't want to repeat the same words and same theme twice. Right? In an article when you write, you can't write, copy-paste the same paragraph two times. But he is copy-pasting the same word. Sadameva nashya virastam. So it shows his longing of his heart to have Lord's form in his heart. Okay, next verse. In 2-3 minutes I will summarize the remaining part. So, in the 4th and 5th verses, he wanted the Lord's form to manifest in his heart. Now, he goes one step ahead and he says in the 6th verse, may it be manifest in front of me only. Sakshat Darshan, why heart? Right in front of eyes. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdhi Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishtya Didinam Batano Grihane Shamavagnam Ethyakshi Drishya. Here he is saying, Mam Agnam Edi Akshi Drishya. Earlier he said, Manasya Virasam, may it manifest in my heart. Then now he is saying, Akshi Drishya, may it manifest right in front of me, to my eyes, face to face I want to see. Now Krishna may ask, what is your qualification for Sakshat Darshan? You are asking Sakshat Darshan, Akshi Drishyai. What is your qualification? The qualification to attain the Sakshat Darshan of Krishna is chanting the holy names of Lord. That's why he begins this verse by chanting so many holy names. Namo Deva, O Deva. Deva indicates the Divya Rupa of the Supreme Lord. What is the Divya Rupa here? Damodar. Namo Deva, Damodara. We are bound by the rope of Mother Yashoda's love, right? You surrender yourself to the desires of the devotees. So my desire is to have your darshan, Damodar. Ananta. Ananta means you are unlimited. So now you may ask for my qualification to have your darshan, but because you are Ananta, you are unlimited, you are beginningless, you are infallible, you are inconceivable, you can become visible to my eyes only by your power. Don't look for any power in me. Don't look for any qualification in me. You are powerful, so you can exhibit yourself. So Ananta, Vishnu, you are all-pervading. You can manifest yourself from wherever you want. Then Isha, you are the supreme controller and you are supremely independent. You don't need anybody's approval to show yourself to me. You don't need anyone's permission. You can show me. Right? So, after glorifying the Supreme Lord with so many, by chanting so many holy names, Namo Deva, Damodar, Ananta, Vishnu, Prasida, you show me mercy, Prabho. And he is presenting his fallen state. What is his fallen state? Dukkha Jalabdi Magnam. I am immersed in Dukkha, material distress. Jala, network of distress. Abdi, ocean of network of distress. I am immersed in that. Dukkha Jalabdi Magnam. Then, so you should show me some Kripa. Kripa Drishti. Vrishtiyati. Just shower some Kripa Drishti on me. Why? Because I am immersed in ocean of network of miseries. Plus, Deenam, Ati Deenam. I am very poor fellow. Then Agnam. So, Grihanesha, Maam Agnam. Agnam means I am ignorant also. I am immersed in Dukkha. I am very poor, Deenam, fallen. And I am Agna, ignorant also on top of it. So, I am presenting so many of my qualifications. These are enough for you to show me your mercy. So, Bata Anugraha. Anugrahesha Maam Agnam. So, with your Anugraha, you show me your form, please. Kuveratma Jaubadha Murtaiva Yadvat Tvaya Mochitau Bhakti Bhajau Krutaucha Tatha Prema Bhaktim Svakame Prayacha Namokshi Graho Mesti Damodareha. So, he is giving a case study. You have, you don't say that you can't show me Anugraha, you can't show me Kripa. So you showed your Kripa to some other people. Kuvera Atmajo, the two sons of Kuvera. And Baddha Murtaiva Yadvet. Although you are Baddha, you are bound. Your form is bound by Mother Yashoda. Still you released them from bondage. Baddha Murtaiva Yadvet. Tvaya Mochitav. You liberated them from bondage. And what else you did? Bhakti Bhajav Krutavcha. You not only liberated them from bondage of being trees, but you also gave them bhakti. You gave them, you make them qualified for bhakti. Right? So, tatha prema bhaktim svakamme prayacha. The same kind of prema bhakti that you made them qualified for. You give me that also, prema bhakti. Na mokshe, again he is saying, I don't want moksha. I don't want liberation. Right? Na mokshe grahome asti damodareha. So, damodar, so please show me that mercy. Although you are bound, you released them from bonds and gave them prema bhakti. So you give me that prema bhakti also. So what was the reason for Damodar to show such kind of mercy on Nalakuber and Manigrav? Because of Narada Muni's mercy. So then Satyavrata Muni understood. So to approach the Supreme Lord, to get his mercy, I need to approach a devotee. So in the last verse, he begs for the mercy of the topmost devotee, Radharani. Direct, Srimati Radharani. Namaste stu dhamne spuradipti dhamne Tvadiyodarayatha vishvasya dhamne Namo radhikayai tvadiya priyayai Namo nantalilaya devaya tubhyam. So namaste, here he is offering obeisances to namaste stu dhamne, the dhamma, the rope that is binding you. This dhamma is the source of Brahman effulgence. Right? Then, spuradipti dhamne means it's effulgent, and dipti dhamne, it is the source of Brahma jyoti. That's what he says. Tvadiya udaraya, I'm offering obeisances to the rope and the belly which the rope is binding also. Okay, I'm offering obeisances to rope and your belly. And what is the quality of belly? Tvadiya udarayatha vishvasya dhamne. that belly is the storehouse of entire creation. All universe is there only, right? So I am offering obeisances to your Dhamma, your belly, your Udara, your Dhamma, your Udara, Damodar. I am offering obeisances. Then he is seeking blessings of Radharani. Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai. Radhika, Srimati Radharani, is Tvadiya Priya, your dear most beloved devotee. This has two meanings. Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai. She is dear to you. Tvadiya Priyayai means you are dear to her also. That Radharani who is having you as her dear most object, and you who is having Radharani as your dear beloved. Right? Then Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. This Ananta Leela is referring to this Rasa Leela and other many other unlimited pastimes. Because they are very confidential Leelas, he just said Ananta Leela. He didn't directly mention their names. Right? So two things are dear to Krishna. One is Srimati Radharani, second is Rasa Leela. So he is offering obeisances to both. He is offering obeisances to Dhamma, Udara, Radhika, Ananta Leela. So now I can receive the mercy of Sakshat Darshan. So here the Dhamma, this the rope that is binding Damodar, that Prabhupada explains that it again proves why it proves that Krishna is controlled by his devotees. Bhakti Bhattam, Bhaktayar Jitattvam, right? Bhakta Vashyata. It is again proving. Here Krishna bestowed mercy on Kuvera sons because of Narada Muni's mercy. And here he is, Damodar is, our Satyavrata Muni is taking shelter of Radharani to get Krishna's mercy. Right? So Prabhupada also explains that by binding Damodar with a rope, Yashodamayi brought the entire creation under her control. In the previous chapter, Yashodamayi saw the entire universe in Krishna's belly. And in the next chapter, she is binding that belly with a rope. So, she is bringing entire universe under her control. Right? That is Yashodamayi. So, devotee can become greater than God. Devotee can control the entire universe also. And because of Narada Muni's benediction, Nalakuvera and Manigriva got liberation. And in what way? So, Krishna went to what extent? To collapse the two big trees, you need a proper rope and a strong instrument. The mortar also should be strong. And Damodar is not manifesting some Virat Roop here to collapse the trees. He is just still the same 2-3-year-old small boy. So there is no proper person, there is no proper rope, there is no proper mortar, proper instrument. So but Damodar empowered the rope, right, with the ability to collapse the huge trees only because Narada Muni said. Right? So if spiritual master, Narada Muni has the devotee has the desire, and if Lord wants, he can empower anyone to do anything. Just like Chakravartipada explains here. He empowered the rope to collapse the trees. Right? So the instrument need not have any qualification. Right? But Krishna and Guru can give the qualification for the instrument to perform various deeds. Just like rope got the qualification here. Grantharashrimad Bhagavatam ki, Damodar Bhagavan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Yashodamaya ki.